Hello, author friends. Welcome to episode number 13 of the Write It podcast. And I don't know if you can hear that or not, but you might hear a different background as we go through today's episode. What do I mean by that? I am outside and the wind is blowing and the birds are chirping. So you might hear that from time to time. But it really fits in well with the subject of today's episode. So today I am going to talk about how to clear out the cobwebs from our author brains. I want to go through a list that I composed of natural ways to shift our brain. You know, a lot of us have been cooped inside over the winter. It's been cold and many had snow. And a lot of times, you know, it's overcast and we may not see as much sun over the winter, and that can wreak havoc on people. So today I wanted to hop on and talk about ways that we can naturally shift our brain, whether it be because, you know, it's the dullness of winter, or we're having writer's block, or, you know, whatever the case may be. There are natural things that we can do as authors, you know, to shift our mind. So here's my list. There's lots of things. So I can't just say, oh, here are five things. I have lots of things to go through today. So for starters, like I said, I practice what I preach. And I am sitting outside. So the sun is shining. And it's not hot by any means, but it's a nice day. And my first piece of advice is to take in some sunshine as often as you can. For 10 minutes a day, at least, but 15, 20 minutes, just go out and absorb some sun rays. That will help shift your brain and uplift your mood. Fresh air. I mean, I'm killing two birds with one stone right now. I am outside in the sunshine and I'm getting fresh air. But if you have a place where you can go outside to write, it's a great place to be, because fresh air just seems to like open up the mind and clear the mind. And when we are writing, we need a clear mind, right? So, this brings us to number three, vitamin D. So let's say, you know, you live in a place where it rains a lot and the sun doesn't shine often, or maybe it's like super cold, or maybe even summertime, just the heat is brutal and you can't manage time outside for whatever reason. You could always take a vitamin D supplement. I do, and I found one on Amazon. It's an organic liquid vitamin D3 supplement, and I've been taking it for quite some time, and it works wonderfully without any of the negative side effects, which I won't go into, that we've heard about, you know, vitamins. Also iron. If your iron is low, an iron supplement. I mean, I'm no doctor. I mean, definitely go to the doctor, have your blood work drawn, but these are just some things that I do that help me. And again, the same thing with the iron supplement. I get an organic liquid one and no negative side effects. Okay, that brings us to drinking lots and lots of water and herbal tea. So you may or may not be an herbal tea fan. I am definitely an herbal tea fan. And I enjoy green tea. Now, mind you, I do not drink caffeine. So I purchase a decaffeinated organic green tea for myself. But herbal teas are great. And it doesn't have to just be green tea. They have different fruit flavored teas that are herbal teas. And, you know, different things help our bodies. Like the different teas help our bodies with different things. So there's this book. Oh, what was that? 20,000 uses of tea or something like that. I have that book. I should have pulled it out, but I just thought of it. But you can purchase the book and read all about what the
different teas do for the body, how they're good for us. Or you could just do a search on, you know, on Google. But drink plenty of water, and herbal teas are great. You know, some of them are great for mood boosting. Some of them are great for, you know, providing, you know, vitamins and just keeping our body in good condition. Next, I would like to talk about meditation, because that can definitely be helpful. There are so many like free meditation apps that you can download onto your phone. I use one, actually. I can tell you the name of it. Give me just a moment. It's called Serenity, and it's free, and it's a guided meditation app, and I personally like it. So you could try that one if you want to do a guided meditation. You know, or you can just sit in the peace and quiet of your room, you know, in a comfortable but alert position, and you can do some breathing, you know, on your own. So whichever works best for you. Stretching. And you might be thinking, Deanna, how can stretching, like, clear the cobwebs from my brain? But you know what? It really can, because it can shift our brain, again, from being overactive and crazy to being calm. Because, you know, it's said that we should hold a stretch for a minimum of 30 seconds in order for it to work. And so if you take, you know, 10 minutes and you get down on the floor and you do some stretching, it can absolutely, definitely shift your brain. Exercise is another great way to shift your brain and clear the cobwebs. Walking outside. So then you're exercising, you're taking in vitamin D and breathing in fresh air. You know, I have a book on mindful running. But there's lots of books out there on mindfulness. The Miracle of Mindfulness is a book that I've actually recently read, and I really enjoyed it. I listened to it on audiobook. And it really did help me realize how to be mindful in everything that I do. And that has helped calm my brain, and it may help calm yours as well. But exercise will also help to shift the brain and, you know, help give us a clear head. I like to watch inspiring movies also. That can definitely shift your brain. So, you know, as authors, sometimes we need a little bit of encouragement. And there's three movies in particular that I'll go to, well, four really, that I'll go to for encouragement. Julie and Julia is a fantastic example of encouragement. Julia Child is just an amazing woman. Writers Anonymous. You can find these, you know, I don't know, Netflix, Amazon Prime, just gotta search. But Authors Anonymous is another good one. And, you know, if I'm feeling like I need a little inspiration, I do put that one on a lot. Funny Farm is another good one with Chevy Chase. They moved to the country so he can pursue his career as an author. And there's a new one that I've been watching. I believe it's called A Castle for Christmas. And I know that that one is on Netflix. And Brooke Shields stars in it. And she is a best-selling author in the movie. And she goes to, I want to say, Scotland to kind of revisit her roots and give her mind a boost, or shifts her brain, clears the cobwebs. And that's another good one. So, you know, watching inspiring movies can definitely be helpful. Inspiring music also. Like, I like to listen to, like, music that, like, clears the chakras. You can find them on, you can find, like, videos with this particular type of music on YouTube. That's always helpful for me. But you could also create a playlist of songs that empower you. You know what I mean? You can go right onto Spotify and create your own playlist. And anytime you need a little bit of encouragement, you can play it. Get what you need. Talking to other author friends and getting advice. A good laugh. You know, sometimes in order to shift our brain and, you know, think clearly, a good laugh is what we can all use. And it also helps to, you know, chat with your author friends, run ideas by them, see what they think, you know, and that could inspire you to start a whole new project or at least, you know, keep going with the one that you're working on. You can join an author meetup, like a local meetup group, and, you know, make yourself get out and socialize, because I think, you know, for me anyway, as an author, like, it's a solo thing. You know what I mean? We have to sit down and we have to write, and we have to do that alone. So, you know, being an author can be secluding, you know? And so just make yourself get out and socialize with, you know, other authors, and that can help encourage us and not only shift our brain, but, you know, give us some new ideas also. So when you know you're not in your best place emotionally, try these things to clear out the cobwebs of your brain. You got to give them time to work. It's not like, you know, one 10-minute visit in the sunshine is gonna, you know, cure all, although it might. Who knows? But all that being said, I hope that you guys try out some of these ideas and, you know, naturally just help yourself get to a better place. You know, when we're not in the best place, you know, mentally, it can definitely affect our writing. You know, it can cause writer's block, or, you know, it can just change the tone of our writing. So the key is just to be in the best place mentally as we possibly can. And I'll run through these things again for you really quick in case you want to jot them down. Natural ways to shift your brain. Sunshine, minimum of 10 minutes. Fresh air while writing or just sitting. Vitamin D. Daily vitamins. Drinking water and herbal tea. Meditation. Stretching. Eating healthy, exercise, walking outside or going to the gym, watching inspiring movies, listening to music that's inspirational, talking to friends, laughing, and joining a local meetup for authors. Two things as I read through my list that I didn't elaborate on, but are pretty self-explanatory. Daily vitamins, you want to take a good daily vitamin, and eating healthy. Another couple of things that are important, not only for our physical health, but our mental health as well. So, I hope you guys enjoyed this podcast today. I know it was, you know, maybe a little out of the ordinary, but I have to keep things spiced up a little bit. I don't want anybody getting bored. So, you know, give these things a try and figure out what works for you. So here's to clearing the winter cobwebs from our brains.